This program is paid for by Investors Schooling. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Investors Schooling or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey.
WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. This is Investors Schooling Live with your host, Larry Steinhaus, CEO of Investors Schooling.
All right, good morning and welcome to Investor Schooling Live. Investor Schooling Live is transmitting from the Investor Schooling Studios right here in the Investor Schooling Headquarters. I am Larry Steinhaus. I am the CEO of Investor Schooling. I want to thank you all for listening and get ready to learn real estate investing, stock options trading, and so many more things about money I bet you didn't even know. Hey, you can call us anytime during the show with your questions at 855-939-1137. That's 855-939-1137. That's right. We're a live program, and you can call anytime during the show, and we'll take your calls. Don't worry about the topic. We'll take your call about anything that has to do with money, finances, or even politics. We're also live on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and YouTube. And if you want to, you can leave comments there. And by the way, if you're watching online, please say hi so we know you're watching. At Investor Schooling, we teach real estate investing, stock options trading, how to save money in taxes, how to be financially free, and we even give you the motivation to make money work for you instead of you working for money. Investor Schooling is located in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, right off the Newtown Bypass, serving the New Jersey and greater Philadelphia areas in a real brick-and-mortar building. Our students are also located in several states with our exclusive web access to classes and seminars. Get ready to learn something new. Get ready to learn the business of entrepreneurship, real estate investing, and stock options trading from your friendly neighborhood financial expert. That's me, Larry Steinhaus, and I'm here with my co-host, Dr. Debbie Anderson. Dr. Debbie Anderson.
So glad you butchered my name.
And we're also here with that other guy. What's his name? Omri, right.
Omri. Is that what it is?
Yeah, yeah.
How do you spell that again?
It's a S-H-U-T-U-P.
Okay. That's great.
I need to come with a Target shirt. I think I said that before. I really need to come with a Target shirt.
No, you do. I think you do it all to yourself, Omri. You really do sometimes.
I know.
So last week we had a blast. I should say last week we had a blast. We were on the air. Omri and I were on the air. I didn't mean to cut you out there, Debbie.
Yeah, okay.
No, I
see how it is.
So it's not me.
We had a blast talking about you, actually.
Exactly. So
we were talking about you. That's what we were talking about, you going to Cabo.
You had a blast talking about me. You had a blast talking about me. All right, I'll accept that.
So you went to Cabo.
I did.
Right? And you know, we had this whole conversation about how somebody wanted to learn about real estate investing, and they actually took you to Cabo to learn about real estate investing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait a minute.
She did ask me a lot of questions, actually.
I know she did.
She asked me a ton of questions. Yeah.
Well, the dolphin was licking your face.
I had a blast.
Yeah.
It was fantastic.
So the dolphin is licking your face, and she's like, what do you think is the best market right now?
Well, we were sucking down some mango margaritas and some food. Yeah, it was really good, actually.
Good?
So you had margaritas and talked about real estate.
Mango margaritas. Not even regular margaritas.
Mango margaritas.
Mango margaritas. It was very good.
So that's pretty cool. So actually, some of the things I want to talk about today, because this reminds me, is what it's like to be financially free, like we are, right? Doing anything we want, going to Cabo. You know, hanging out with Trump. I hung out with Trump this week. We'll talk about that in a little while. You know, this one over here, Omri, does whatever he wants. He hangs out with his kids if he wants to.
Spend half of his day charging his car.
But first of all, I do have to say one thing for all the people out there who are Jewish, listening to three Jews live on the radio on Rosh Hashanah.
Right. Yeah.
So all of us right here, we are the worst Jews you've ever met.
No.
We're not the worst?
No.
Why?
Where were you last night? I was in a family dinner doing all the blessing, dipping my apple in honey. I did it right.
So I was hanging out with Debbie and Glenn Page.
And you dipped something in honey?
I don't know how to respond to that.
I don't know how to respond to that either. But I did dip bread and oil, drink. Though.
Okay.
There we go. We dipped some bread and oil. We did dip some bread and oil.
So you know that every night, every Friday night, when you do the blessing, you dip the bread, the challah.
Right. Right.
In salt.
Sure.
The only night that you dip it in honey or in sugar is Rosh Hashanah.
Okay, so what does it have to do with us dipping bread and oil?
I don't know. And I'm just confused.
Larry, you did have the hot and honey, remember?
I had the hot and honey drink. I had a drink called the hot and honey, right?
So we all tried. Is that the one we all tried, or we tried yours, Glenn?
Yours.
Which was yours?
Mine was the hot and honey, and you all tried it. religiously.
So we all had hot and honey.
Yeah, we all had hot and honey and bread.
So you see, the Jewish people can't escape from it. There it's Rosh Hashanah. It you have to have the honey.
Okay, good. All right, so we're not as bad as Jews as I thought. But anyway, if you're listening to the show and you're not Jewish and you're not in temple right now, well, you can be Jewish too, you can call. But, you know, if you're not in temple right now, 855-939-1137, 855-939-1137. 855-939-1137. Go ahead, Armie. Do it in your voice.
855-939-1137.
I tell you, I get the wiggles when he does that. His voice is so sexy.
Yeah, that doesn't do it for me. You know, it's the whole Israeli accent.
It must be
accent.
Me then.
Yeah, it's the whole Israeli accent kind of takes it away. You know?
Okay.
I mean, I'm all into accents, but it has to be the good accent, and it's really
it's because you were exposed to Israelis during your life.
Maybe.
So it doesn't sound.
It doesn't do anything for me. Yeah. I can go for like the English or the Scottish or the Irish. Oh yeah, those are great.
And how is the accent in Kabul?
It's not
Israeli.
It doesn't do anything for me.
Okay.
No, it doesn't do anything for me.
Okay.
So for all of you who are listening to for the first time, because we're now on at 10 o'clock this morning instead of 2 o'clock, which, by the way, we're normally on at 2 o'clock, and come football season, sometimes we're on at 10 o'clock, sometimes we're on at 2 o'clock. Sometimes they tell us an hour before the show that we're on at 10 o'clock, so we're not here. Sometimes they tell us an hour before the show that we arrive at 10, and they go, oh, no, you're not on until 2. So for all you guys who listen to the show for the first time, this is actually a financial show. And I know we just have a good time. We have a school called Investor Schooling. You can go there. You can learn about financials. You can learn about financials. Go to investorschooling.com, and you can sign up for a free class this Thursday and learn everything about real estate investing, stock options trading, money, taxes, IRAs, Roth IRAs, how to use them, how to get a Roth IRA. Even if you don't have a regular IRA, I'm talking about the shit. I'm not going to get there. I'm not going to go there.
You sure? Because you already went there.
I'm not going to go there completely. Because, you know,
halfway there. Go on.
It's rude to complain about the people who are on the show before us. Anyway,
It's typical Larry.
It's vague. We still don't know where we're talking about.
Quickly change my subject before I go there. Anyway.
Well, let's go back to Cabo, you know.
Let's go back to Cabo. That's what I want to do. Let's go back to Cabo. So tell me about your trip to Cabo real quick.
Oh, it was fantastic. It was fantastic. So what was great about it is, so I'm married and then my girlfriend is not. So for context, when you start to get into some of these circles, you start to meet some incredible people. So this woman that I went with, she designs furniture. She's a furniture designer. And she developed, I think, something like 60 pieces or 90 pieces and made her company $30 million. $30 million for her company. She ended up going off on her own, and she hung out her own shingle, and she's doing very, very well. So it was really great. Anyway, so she called up a couple of her single friends and said, hey, let's go away. And they all said no. And then she calls me up, and she's like, hey, let's go away. I'm like, yeah, let's go. Where are we going? So she gave me a couple options, and Cabo was the winner. So it was absolutely beautiful. My hotel room was facing the ocean. You can hear the waves. It was just really fantastic. So the first night I was there, after we went and got our mango margaritas and all our tacos and all our whatever, we went to the infinity pool, which was right next to the beach. So you have a bunch of infinity pools, and then you have the beach there. So we're swimming in the infinity pool. It was night. It was probably like 9 or 10 o'clock at night. We get out of the pool. We're laying on the recliners there, on the lounge chairs, and I fall asleep under the stars. It was just magical. It was like really, like for the first night, it could not have gotten any better.
It was just
fantastic. It was really great. So, but she did ask me a lot of financial questions.
That's funny.
And some of it I answered, and some of it I'm like, yeah, let's move past this for right now, because I didn't want to spend my whole time talking about IBCs or.
Well, she only gets an hour.
She takes you
to Cabo, or I always say Paris. She takes you to Cabo. She takes you out for lunch. She gets 1 hour to pick your brain, and after that, you get to enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
So you make sure that she only got her hour.
Yeah. Well, you know.
So if anybody out there wants to take me out to, you know, Cabo or Paris or whatever, you know, you get 1 hour. I get the full week in the place. You put it up. You fly me first class, and you can pick my brain for an hour.
Yeah, you could. I'm open to that again. So if somebody wants to take me somewhere, I'll be happy to do that.
Right, and if you want to do everything wrong, take Omri.
So you understand, you always make fun of my brain and how I'm going everywhere. Now what you describe, okay, I see you standing with two suitcases with a timer on your neck, and this picture is stuck in my brain, waiting in the airport for someone to take you. with the timer ready, with the 1 hour on it, you with a suitcase.
Do you even understand what he means?
I think he's trying to be funny.
He's trying to be funny.
It's just not coming across.
I can't even tell if it was funny or not because I don't even understand what he means.
Usually you're funny, but that was not funny at all.
No. Okay.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Whatever.
Okay.
It's all good.
It's fine. Don't be that way. Yeah. Sure.
Okay, sure. So, thank you. Yeah. As an entrepreneur, I'm allowing myself to do it.
Okay.
All right. Sure. So we have a test for entrepreneurs. I got it.
I got it right, by the way.
No, you didn't get it right.
Everybody will go to Google and will look
up. You think so?
I'm pretty sure so.
I'll go to Google and look it up.
It's so bad. So if you're an honest...
I was going to give away a free ticket to...
Oh, the money.
No, I got it. Let's do it this way. I got it.
Okay.
I'm going to give away two free tickets. I'm not going to say it. I'm going to give away two free tickets, and I'm going to give you guys a word to spell. So it's really going to be like this. It's going to be the first person to call in, because the first person who calls in, I'm going to give you the word. And if you spell it right, you get two free tickets to the Money Multiplier event, which is on November 11th. We're going to have a full-day event again. We've done this before, where we have incredible speakers. Myself, we have Chris Nago, we have Bill Walsh. We have some incredible speakers come that
Dan's
day.
Dan's coming in, too, I believe, right?
Who?
Dan Zatofsky.
Oh, yeah. Dan Zatofsky, who talks about raising private funds. Bill Walsh, who is my coach. He talks about how to build your business in different ways. And then we got Chris Nago, who talks about putting money away into life insurance policies, which is an amazing place to put money. But we usually charge we're now charging $147 for this. If you go to 4mmw.com, that's 4mmw.com, and you use the coupon code EARLYBIRD, well, one word, EARLYBIRD, it's $97. But if you call in right now, I'm going to ask you to spell a word, and if you spell it right, you get two free tickets. So the phone number, 855-939-1137. That's 855-939-1137. One more time, 855-939-1137.
855-939-1137.
Now you, Deb.
855-939-1137.
And if you call in, I'm going to ask you a word, and we're going to have a little bit of fun with this and see if you can spell it.
All right?
Cool. All right, that'd be some fun.
Yeah, no? It is.
Yes?
I'm worried. You know, I don't even see Kimmy today.
You know, I know, nobody's here, because they don't know we're on at 10 o'clock, that's
why. Yeah,
that's it drives me nuts, because people don't know what time we're on. All right, so here's another thing that I did this week, which was a lot of fun. I also get invited to meet some really cool people. So I went to a private party, a private party fundraiser for Donald Trump this week. And I had a blast there, it was a lot of fun. We hung out with some people, there's some really high-powered people that are in that room, and it's really, really neat. So it's a lot of fun. So in the middle of this, so Trump gets up, he does a speech, and we're all out there, and I can give you guys a little bit of background to this. So you guys all know that I wear these crazy jackets. I don't wear them on the air because nobody sees me except on Facebook, but I wear these crazy jackets all the time. And I have this one jacket, it's an American flag jacket, so it has stars on one side with blue, white stars with blue on one side, and red and white stripes on the other side. So it looks like an American flag, but of course it's not an American flag because you cannot wear an American flag. That's disrespecting the flag. It just looks like an American flag. Because so many people go, you shouldn't wear that. That's disrespectful. No, it's not a flag. It just looks like one. So the last time I saw Trump, I saw him in Bedminster at the Trump Golf Club. And we had a little conversation. He loved my jacket. We had a little conversation. And I asked him to sign my jacket. So he actually signed my jacket. So if you ever come to Investor Schooling, you could actually see the jacket. It's in a glass case. And it has Donald Trump's signature on it. It's really, really neat. So, and he was so excited about it. So I reached out to a friend of mine who has his address. I said, hey, can you send this to him? So I actually got another one. I actually got two more. That's not even true. I got three more. I got two more. I got one that I sent to him and one that I wore the other night at this event, hoping that he would see me in the audience and, recognize me. I mean, I'm just very recognizable, right?
Agree.
I mean, out of all the hundreds and millions of people that are his fans, I got to be his number one if I'm wearing the jacket that he complimented me on, right? At least that's what I think. So I'm in the audience and I'm dead center. And he's talking about, and it was a great speech because it wasn't even a speech. He was just telling stories about him being in the White House, which was actually phenomenal. Because it was a private event, they didn't record it. I thought it would have been fantastic for him to record it. But anyway, at the end of it, he goes, any questions? So a couple of people ask questions. So, of course, I'm right in the center, and I raise my hand high, and he looks at me and goes, you, sir. And I'm wearing this jacket, remember? So I'm wearing this jacket.
With the signature.
Right?
No, a new one.
Or without.
It's a new one. It's a different. It's not the one he signed. Right. It's not the one he signed. He's wearing the jacket, and I'm wearing the jacket, and he goes, "You, sir." And I start out, and Glenn, I know you have the recording, but right before this recording, so somebody started recording it after I started speaking. So the first thing I said was, I said, "I've been a fan of yours since I was a teenager." And then, Glenn, see if you can play that recording from this point on.
"I've been a fan of yours since I've been a teenager.
Wow.
I would love to know how I could spend a day with you."
"What business? What do you do?"
"I teach people how to get rich."
I like your outfit.
"You actually signed the last one, do you remember?"
Yeah, that's great.
"You signed the last one in New Jersey."
"Oh, yeah, I remember this.
That's right. I sent you one. Did you get it?"
"Yeah, I did. I haven't had the courage to wear it, but..." "That's a very nice statement. Thank you. How many years is that you've been watching?"
Honestly, since the time that you built the ice park."
"Well, the ice rink, yeah. The woman That was an interesting one. They spent 9 years. They couldn't get it open. I did it in 3 months.
I used to listen to you on Howard Stern. You blew my mind in several times. Everything you said in that show was correct. And everything you did as a president, I could not believe. And on top of that, you absolutely have proven in this world, in this country, I should say, you can be anything you want to be, including a real estate entrepreneur and a president. So thank you very much." So that was my conversation with Trump. It was kind of neat. What do you think of that?
No, I thought it was neat. I thought it was interesting because we're walking out of the restaurant yesterday, and I actually saw a friend of mine that I haven't seen in a couple of years, and then you and Glenn keep walking down, and I get over there, and Glenn has the phone up to his ear because it's noisy out there, and I'm just like, what is going on over here? And then you start playing it for me, and I'm like, oh, that's neat. But I mean, I would stop watching it after like the first, 20 seconds, It's like, oh, cool, yeah, whatever, move on, But that's just me. But it was neat. It was neat. I'm glad that you got to go. And
yeah, it was kind of fun. Yeah, so I actually was invited to Mar-a-Lago next month.
Oh, really?
I got to put that in my calendar because, next month is a crazy month for me. I'm traveling all over the place. So once again, as an entrepreneur, you get to travel. You get to do things you want to do. I mean, I'm going to California to speak. They asked me to speak about buying houses with no money. Then I come home, and my wife and I go on a cruise. We go on a 7-day cruise, and we're staying in a suite on the cruise ship, which is kind of neat because that's also really cool. We've stayed in a couple other suites, but we never stayed in a suite this big, so I'm really looking forward to it. Then I come back, and that night from the cruise, I then go to Texas to speak at another event. And then I come back, and I think Mar-a-Lago's that week.
Oh, wow.
So it might be a really crazy month for me.
Well, you forgot Orlando.
No, I got Orlando's this coming up.
I know.
So Deb and I are going to Orlando to speak at the Impact event, which is put on by a good friend of ours named Ken MacArthur. By the way, if you any chance you want to go to this, it's at Create Impact Now, right?
CreateImpactNow.com.
Yeah, so if anybody wants to go to that, CreateImpactNow.com. I know we're all over the place today. We're just having a lot of fun. But I'm trying to talk about the fact that if you're an entrepreneur and you get rich being an entrepreneur, these are things you can do. These are the reasons that you come to investor schooling, to learn how to do these things, learn how to buy real estate, learn how to invest in the stock market, learn how to do all these other things. Oh, we have Kevin in Philly. I didn't even see it. Hey, Kevin, what's going on, man?
Hey, Larry, how you doing?
All right. So you enjoying the show?
I am. I love the time. Works much better.
You like the time of 10? So I like the time of 10 o'clock in the morning, too. You know why? Because then I have the rest of the day to do things, where normally I have to waste my whole morning and then be on the show at 2 o'clock.
Exactly.
All right. You ready? You ready to see if you could win this contest? All right.
So where was hold on. Let me ask you a question. Where was where did you meet President Trump at?
Oh, is it Lafayette Hill? There's a golf club there. I forget the name of it. Liberty?
White Marsh?
Liberty something?
I
don't know why my just went blank. Hold on. Let me look it up because it is kind of important. But hold on a second here. But it was just a blast. We had so much fun. There's many people there that I know that we all, we all got together. We all hung out afterwards or before, I should say. And then we did it. Let me see if I can find it where it was. It is, wow. Oh, yeah, Union League Liberty Hill, yeah. Got Union League
right,
Liberty
right
Hill,
off that's the
what
Ridge
it was.
Pike.
What's that?
Right off of Ridge Pike right there.
Yeah, and there was all kinds of construction there, too.
Mm-hmm.
And so, we had to go through security, of course, and then we had a blast. Were you there?
No. I didn't know about it.
Yeah, this was a private event. This is you know, I was invited by a friend of mine who is really, really, really close to Trump, to the point where like he even stays in Mar-a-Lago.
I don't remember getting an invite to that.
You're invited. By the way, you're invited. I mean, I made a very large contribution to his campaign. So if you make a very large contribution to his campaign, they will invite you.
There we go.
So, all right. So you ready, Kevin? Let's see if you can win this contest. You ready?
All right.
You get one shot at this, so you can't go. You can't go back and change your mind. I want you to spell the word entrepreneur.
Entrepreneur, E N T R E. T-E-N-E-U-R.
You missed a letter.
You missed a letter. So here's the funniest part about this word, Kevin. We say this all the time. We say that all entrepreneurs can't spell this word. I had to look at Dr. Deb to see if you got it right, because I didn't even know if you got it right.
I'm listening. I'm like, wow, you missed a letter. You missed a letter.
So should we give it to him anyway?
I think, yeah.
Dr. Deb says we should give it to you anyway, because we already knew that you couldn't spell it.
As long as you can make it, that's the only catch. You have to be able to make it.
And we don't argue with our doctor, whatever she say.
Whatever doctor
says. Yes, I can make it.
All right, you definitely can make it. It's on November 11th. And if anybody else wants to go, you go to 4mmw.com. That's 4mmw.com. Hey, Glenn, take his information, and we will send you an email or somebody reach out to you. I'm not exactly sure Hannah reaches out to the people, but you're definitely on the list. I just don't know how you get confirmed. I think Hannah will reach out to you. So we'll get your information. And if anybody else wants to call in, what should we make the next contest?
What? Like, you mean another word?
Yeah.
We could do another word. I don't know. Let me think.
Well, don't say the word, because then they'll look it up on Google.
Yeah. I will have to come up with another word.
All right. So anybody call in, 855-939-1137. If you have questions about anything, or if you want to be given a word that we have no idea how to spell.
It's all good. I got a funny one. All
right. Oh my God.
I got a funny one. All right. So yeah, 855-939-1137. This is Larry Steinhaus. You are listening to
Investor Schooling Live.
Are you going to talk again?
I can.
Are we going to have to shut you up again?
Sure.
He's actually been pretty quiet this radio
show. I know,
he
actually has been.
So, for context, Omri and I got in a little bit of a tiff the other day, and from what I understand, he didn't want to come into the radio show today because of me.
No, I'm just want to put the spotlight on you sometimes.
You want to put the spotlight on me? Since when?
Always.
I've known you for how many years, and now you want to put a spotlight on me? Really?
That's the character. That's who I am. I don't do it in purpose. And I love you very much, and I think you know that. I love you too,
Omri. I'm not mad at you. I'm just saying that I just think it's funny that you had to step back because you just, like, were worried about the tension.
No, I wanted you to be here today and tell everybody how great Cowboy is.
Okay.
So, Omri.
Talk to me.
You know, I just want you to know that both Deb and I really, really like you.
Okay, for some reason.
But, yeah, for some reason is right. But you really are annoying.
Sometimes. Maybe that's why you like me.
No.
There's a good chance.
We like you up until the point you're annoying.
Yeah.
Okay.
We talked about it with Glenn last night, too. Even Glenn says you're annoying. Right, Glenn?
Don't drag me into this.
That's like, I don't want to get involved in this conversation.
I do like how when Omri said, maybe you like me because I am annoying, Deb immediately went, no. That's not why.
So no. My name is Omri Morad, and I'm looking for new friends. You're welcome to call at 855-939-1137.
With friends,
I'm
like
delightful.
These.
You want to call 855-939-1137. Maybe that's the next word. Delightful.
Yeah. No.
We can't do it now.
Yeah, we can't do it now. But yeah. I don't know if you know how to spell that. You say that word delightful a lot.
Spell it?
I'm saying, yeah.
Yeah, you say that delightful.
No, I got a better idea.
Ooh.
Oh, I got the best contest. Ready? Okay. People call in and give words to Omri, and if Omri spells them right, they win or lose. Which one? They win? They win. Omri spells it right, they win.
Okay, sure.
What?
Sure.
Yeah, that's a good one. All right, so if you call in right now, you give Omri a word. If he spells it right, but it can't be, you know.
It has to be a harder word.
Yeah, but it can't be a word like it, you know?
No, that's what I mean. Like, it has to be at least three syllables.
Okay, three-syllable word.
Three-syllable word.
All right, Dr. Deb made the contest rules. Three-syllable word.
What do they win, Larry?
A, I'll bet you if you called up and asked Army how to spell syllable, he couldn't do that either.
Probably not, actually. But they will win tickets to the Money Multiplier as long as you can make it, like November 11th.
All day event. All right. So anyway, getting back to this. So I have a question for you, Deb. I want to get back to your favorite property.
Okay.
I know.
This is the property that Omri and I were fighting about.
Right.
I didn't fight with
yes,
you.
Yes, you did. So,
no.
So I need to stop saying the word so. I need to work on that.
So,
however.
Talk, okay. So.
One of the things that you need to learn, Omri. Mm-hmm. I love you, Omri.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that you need to learn is that when you're pushing somebody and they start to react in a not great way, you're hitting a button. You're hitting a nerve. Do you know what that means when you hit a nerve?
Of course.
Okay. When you keep digging in, they're not going to react very nicely. So for some reason, you don't know when to quit. That's where all that started. Because you hit a nerve and you wouldn't let it go. And that's why I got so upset with you.
So as long as you talk to me about the subject and you don't tell me, let's let it go and let's stop talking, which you came and you said,
I said let it go.
Okay.
I said I don't want to talk about it anymore, and you kept
and then you kept prodding.
No, you didn't. Oh no, you didn't. I have a whole table full of people there who knew that you didn't let that go.
Can you play Let It Go, Glenn?
Let the music go.
I'm not sure if you're allowed to, but if you can, I'd love to hear it.
So now let's try again.
All right.
I want to hear from you.
Of course.
Because Larry asked you. So
Larry
you
asked
us,
me what? What?
But by the way, I just want to remind the audience that this is a financial show.
This is a financial show.
And real estate.
We're actually talking about real estate.
We actually do talk about finances.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you know, we're a live show, so it's our show, and we can do anything we want with it. So sometimes we just kind of have fun.
Oh, wow.
By the way, if you're watching on Facebook or if you're listening on Facebook, feel free to call in and ask us anything, 855-939-1137. If you'd like to ask us a question about real estate, we actually can answer that question, too.
Of course.
And if you'd like to ask us a question about, or if you'd like to give Omri a word, you can get free tickets to the Money Multiplier. Like I said, they're $147 each. We're going to give you two free tickets. That's almost a $300 value. All you have to do is ask Omri to spell a word with three syllables, and if he gets it right, you win the tickets.
And so, if you look online in Facebook, YouTube, you can see that I'm wearing a red nose and a clown hat.
What the heck are you talking
exactly
about?
Did you have too much wine last night for Yom Kippur?
No. Not
Rosh Hashanah.
Rosh Hashanah, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
What kind of Jew are you? You don't even have your holidays
I'm
right.
I'm a Jew at 10:30 in the morning. I'm on the air talking to you Jews.
We are not drinking anything in Yom Kippur. Didn't you know that?
Rosh Hashanah. We're talking about...
I know. We got it all backwards now.
Oh, my goodness.
I hope the rabbi is not listening.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's not. He's probably pretty busy right now.
I know.
All right. So real quick, let's take a commercial, and I'm going to come back to talk about Debbie's property in Monroe.
This is Larry Steinitz with Investor Schooling. Are you afraid of the Great Reset? Well, the Great Reset won't apply to those who own real assets. At Investor Schooling, we teach you how to own real assets like real estate, gold, silver, and other investments, including stocks, stock options, and even the basics of cryptocurrency. We even teach you how to pay thousands less in taxes legally. So go to InvestorSchooling.com and find out how you can attend a complimentary class this Thursday. InvestorSchooling.com. This is Larry Steinitz, and you have probably heard my radio shows and listened to my great advice on how you can make more money and pay less taxes. Well, I just finished writing a book on all things I teach at Investor Schooling and on my radio shows. This book is called Money Hacks, and you want a copy of this book, and you can pre-order this book wherever books are sold. Look for Money Hacks by Larry Steinitz. Hey, it might even be a tax deduction. Order Money Hacks by Larry Steinitz wherever books are sold, and come see me at Investor Schooling. This is Larry Steinitz with Investor Schooling. The opportunity to retire with a great big real estate portfolio is coming quickly, and you want to learn how to do it. We all know the downturn is around the corner. What does that mean to you? You need to learn how to take advantage of this opportunity, like how to buy discounted properties with absolutely no money out of your pocket. Can it be done? Yes, it can. Can you learn how to do it? Yes, you can. Go to InvestorSchooling.com and find out how you can attend a complimentary class this Thursday. InvestorSchooling.com. This is Larry Steinitz with Investor Schooling. Are you afraid of the Great Reset? Well, the Great Reset won't apply to those who own real assets. At Investor Schooling, we teach you how to own real assets like real estate, gold, silver, and other investments, including stocks, stock options, and even the basics of cryptocurrency. We even teach you how to pay thousands less in taxes legally. So go to InvestorSchooling.com and find out how you can attend a complimentary class this Thursday. InvestorSchooling.com. All right, welcome back to Investor Schooling Live. I am Larry Steinhaus. I am the CEO of Investor Schooling. I'm here with my co-host, Dr. Debbie Anderson, and with Omri Tu. Omri Murad, not Omri Tu. Anyway, we were talking. By the way, there's nobody listening to us.
That's okay.
I'm looking on Facebook. Nobody's watching on Facebook.
We have to give
nobody's
Kevin,
listening to us on the air.
Kevin
nobody really
was
cares.
Calling,
Why don't we just talk about anything we want? Because nobody really cares. We're on at 10 o'clock. We were usually on at 2 o'clock. And most people, our fans are going to call in 2 o'clock and be listening to some sports game that they're not interested in. But they're listening now at 10 o'clock. So there's a whole new audience who's going, who are these three, can I say schmucks on the air? I don't know.
No. Well, you can say it on the air, but I'm thinking don't fall into that category. So so I'm thinking, you pick something else.
You don't fall into the literal
definition. Yeah.
So I'm looking at Facebook right now. It's not only that you can say it, it even put the subtitles for the word.
It did. That's pretty funny. Okay, so anyway, so getting back to whatever it is we do here, 855-939-1137 is our phone number. 855-939-1137. 855-939-1137. Right now we have a contest going on. If you call in and give Omri a word, a three-syllable word, and if he spells it right, you can get... He's going to try to spell it right, too. He's not going to play games.
And I'm putting my phone on the side.
Yeah. You can get two tickets to the Money Multiplier, which is an incredible event. If you want to go to 4mmw.com, the number 4mmw.com, you can find out more about it there. But we're also going to talk to Dr. Deb about her property in Monroe. Okay, so this is a property, just to give you guys, especially because we have a new audience who's never listened to us before. You know, we've been on the show for 6 years, and, you know, now they moved this to 10 o'clock and didn't tell us. Anyway.
You know, I'm so not a morning person. I do prefer the 10 a.m. because at least I have the rest of the day.
Yeah, me too.
You know?
Exactly.
But I'm not a fan of waking up early because I don't go to bed till like 1 or 2 at night. So I'm not much for getting up in the morning.
Yeah, I like the 10 o'clock spot too for the same reason. But I don't care. Just either 10 or 2. I just hate that they move us during the sports game. But it is what it is. I've been arguing with them for 5 years and they basically said, too bad. It is what it is. Glenn's also saying you can also call in with questions about real estate, money, and stocks, of course.
Because it's new audience. Maybe they don't know.
Because they don't know. Yeah, right. Because I don't even know. Again, I don't even know who the audience is. But again, I'm Larry Steinhaus. This show is called Investor Schooling Live. And we do teach real estate. We do teach stock market. We do teach stock options. We teach everything there is to know about taxes and how to save money. So if you want to call in about that too, you know what? Anybody who calls in gets free tickets. Forget the contest. You call in this morning because I know that because everybody's just waking up and they're going, hey, they're putting on the radio and they're going, you know, this isn't Rich Zeoli anymore. That was last night. So they're going to listen to us. 855-939-1137. You can get two tickets right now. 855-939-1137. Ask me any question. I don't care. So getting back to your story. So Debbie bought this probably, 2 years ago?
Yeah, probably about 2 years.
Yeah, 2 years ago. Yeah. And it was a lot. So she bit a lot off on this plate. And you know, it's a lot to do. And it keeps getting better and better, but of course it keeps getting worse and worse as it gets better and better. So where are we now? So for you guys who don't know, she's got a four-family house in the back, and she's got a two-family house in the front. The two-family house was finally renovated. You did that about 6 months ago?
Yeah, about, yeah.
And you rented those two out, correct?
Yeah, they're rented, yeah.
They're both rented still?
So the one woman, she moves in last weekend in September.
Okay, yep. And then you have this whole back of the house, which is the whole other side, not back of the house, but whole other house, that's four family, and you've been getting, because it's so far away, it's very hard for you to manage, and you've been getting some really bad contractors.
Really bad contractors. Actually, right. I am suing the last contractor for breach of contract and for fraud. So.
Yeah, that's rough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's just, you know.
So where are we now? So now we have, Omri introduced you to somebody who gave you an estimate, which was a bit high. I was there. I know I was helping you negotiate it.
Right.
And so where are we now?
I'm still waiting to hear back from him. I know that Omri's been in touch with him. Last I heard, so the biggest issue that I have here is that in the town that this place is in, you need to be licensed in that specific city. And everybody who's come in told me either they were licensed or they weren't licensed. So the last guy said he was licensed. I asked him a couple different times, and he told me every time he was, which is why I'm suing him for fraud. But the
They shut him down.
They shut him. They shut my whole site down.
Right, because he wasn't licensed.
Because he wasn't licensed, right. Yeah. And I remember specifically saying, I need to make sure you're licensed. And he's like, yep, I'm licensed. And then, like I said, they shut me down completely.
How long he worked in the property before they shut him down?
A couple weeks, maybe.
Weeks?
Yeah, maybe 3 weeks, maybe not very long. But, I mean, everything he did has to be redone, or he didn't do a very good job of it. And he was, whatever, it was just a mess. So now I'm working with your friend, hopefully. I'm still waiting for him to give me some numbers in terms of, he gave us like initial numbers which were through the roof and not realistic to the anything. So now we're waiting for him to give us realistic numbers. But he's also been working with that township to get licensed so that he's able to work in the area.
He got it.
Yeah.
So people don't know, but one of the things that I'm very good at, and maybe it's the accent, you never know. It's dealing with the bureaucracy. The bureaucracy became, in the last couple of years...
Omri, that's a word you should spell.
Bureaucracy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, can you spell that word?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
B-I-R-C...
That's why I say, because I already knew he would say it wrong. That's why it's hysterical.
The laugh. That's the only thing matter to me.
Where do you even get an eye?
I don't really. The way he says it. Say it again.
He says bureaucracy. That's why he says it.
Say the word again.
B-E-R.
No, say it. Say the word.
Bureaucracy.
See, that's why
he's
talking
about it. Yeah, that's why he says it.
Because you pronounce it wrong.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm very good in dealing with bureaucracy. And for that reason.
We correct him.
Can you mute me? Why I'm even here? I'm not sure why I'm being invited to this.
This is what it's
lunatic.
It's, we have 20 minutes to go, and this is the first time we're actually having a conversation that we let you talk.
Okay.
Because before that, we've been shutting you down.
Because he doesn't know how to spell or speak,
or either.
So do you want to? Do you want to? All right,
go ahead. Tell us the story.
Because apparently it's me that don't let others speak.
Finish the story. Go ahead.
How's it feel, Omri?
I don't know. It's pretty weird.
I think it's time for a commercial break. No, go ahead.
So I'm selling my daughter's bike. If somebody is interested, it's 855.
What are you talking about?
What? What does it have to do with bureaucracy?
So let's go back to bureaucracy. I think you will agree with me. We talked about it many times. I'm pretty good in dealing with the bureaucracy, especially with the big township when it's very, very nerve-breaking in many of them. So this friend actually called me, this contractor that did two projects for me until this point, and he was amazing. He called me and he said, I can't deal with this township. It's ridiculous. It's impossible. And he's willing to give up. And I said, let me see if I can help you. And we got the papers from them and all that. And then...
So you helped him get licensed.
Yeah. And then he said, will you come with me there to meet with them and to talk to them? And he was like on the edge with the township. They were literally putting sticks in his wheels. So we went there and we gave them all the papers. And
that's such an Israeli thing to say. They're literally putting sticks in his wheels. Like, yeah.
You don't use this term here?
It's an interesting term.
I mean, we know what you're saying, but
yeah,
I don't
know. It's an interesting term.
Yeah, you always come up with the weird ones like that. That's.
So we did everything we can to put everything in front of them so they won't be able to postpone it anymore. And actually, on Friday, like yesterday, they approved his license.
That's great.
And they obligated his license to being able only to do this project.
Really?
Which I am not sure how they can.
This is for my property?
Yes. And the inspector, the head of inspector, he came and told him, you are licensed and you can work only on this project. And I said to him, I think it's crazy. And I think once, hopefully you will, but if you are going to do the project, once the project will be done, they will license you for everything else.
Well, I think the real thing is, you know, here's how townships get away with things like that. Nobody challenges them.
I agree.
That right away, that's a problem. Even the fact that the guy needs to be licensed in the town should be challenged.
He was kept going forward to talk to the woman behind the screen. And I said, no, you stand back to the wall and you wait for them to come back to you. She said she's checking. You are not asking any more questions. And we were standing there for 45 minutes.
Wow. You went with him?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I told him what to do. We were standing there for 45 minutes. I do the same thing in every township. I'm here, and I want to solve that. Tell me what I should do. And you know what I find out? What I found out in many townships? They don't know.
Oh, of course they don't
They
know.
Don't know. They started right. this bureaucracy. They know you need to follow this protocol, these procedures. But they don't know how to guide you through it. And that's just amazing. So we did all that. We also visited the property. I've never been there. Have you been there?
Yeah, I've been there.
Yeah, so we also been to the property. Yeah. We saw the status there. And I have very good experience with him. Beside the fact okay. that we became friends, I'm not working with him right now. And I know he has the ability to do the project. I know he has the people to do the project. I know he has the knowledge to do the project. And I'm extremely, extremely hoping it will work out for you.
Well, at this point, it needs to be done.
Yeah, at this point, it needs to be done.
We know that sometimes we hire the cheap option or the easy option to do a job. I'm actually dealing with it right now, and I'm paying for it.
Yes.
I paid for my contractor, for my plumber, the plumber that I'm dealing with for the last 4 years, to open a sidewalk and to replace a sewer line that he kept sending me to other people to do because he can't finish it.
There you go.
And I am so aggravated. And I had an offer from a B company for double the price. And I said, no, I'm going with him. Yeah. Why would I pay so much?
Well,
and now I'm paying for it.
So as a real estate investor, these are the problems that we run into. We run into contractor problems. Now, it's hard to find a good contractor, but here's the really weird part. And it always seems to be the same thing. We find a contractor who does a great job the first time.
Yes.
Then they do an okay job the second time. And then the third time, they stink.
Or they don't show up,
right?
Exactly.
And it's the strangest thing. I don't know what it is with contractors. Now, I found a contractor who does a lot of good stuff, but he's really, really expensive.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to tell you, it's worth the price because I know it's going to get done.
Exactly.
But anyway, let's do this. Let's go over to Nancy in Plymouth Meeting. What's going on, Nancy?
Hi. I just was in the car, and I happened to hear you say about the tickets to the money multiplier.
Cool. Are you going to go?
I'm very interested. I don't get out much because I'm a caregiver for my mother who's 100 and blind. So I don't get out much, but I really, the little bits I've heard of your program, I'm interested in. Particularly, I'd like to get my godson to go because he is definitely interested in
awesome.
Some of those types of things. So
we're definitely going to give you two tickets. Is this the first time you ever listened to our show?
I've heard little bits of it here and there. I heard one time when you were talking about your tooth because I was tempted to call in. You had a tooth problem, and I thought, I had a problem, and I used this particular type of thing, and it helped. I was tempted to call you for that, but I heard little bits here and there. But
just the update on my tooth. So they did the root canal, and then they put the temporary crown in because they ordered the gold for the crown. By the way, if you ever get a crown, I know, you know, people think, you know, you want to get the cheap crown. Get the gold crown because the gold crown is much better. It's much easier. You get gold in the crown instead of like a regular crown. They usually put a porcelain crown in, but you can get gold. So I actually asked them to get me gold. I mean, it costs a little bit more, but it's actually better for you. It actually feels better in your teeth, and it actually works better. But
really?
they put the temporary in, and I'm waiting for the gold to be ordered because that was the other thing they had to order it.
I was pretty sure you would go with silver.
No, it's funny, but I'd rather. My dentist went through this whole thing with me about it, and he's like, he actually didn't even want to order the gold one, but we had this whole conversation, like, why do people order gold? And he goes, most people don't order because it's much more expensive. It's almost double the price for the crown, not necessarily for the work, but just for the crown. So anyway, they put the temporary in last week, and in 3 days the temporary disintegrated.
Oh, wow.
So I'm just waiting for the gold crown to come in. So I keep getting. So now I have one tooth missing. I have another tooth with a big gap in it. So when I eat, I have to pick my teeth. Right, Glenn? Remember last night while we're eating, I'm picking my teeth through the whole freaking meal.
Were you? I didn't see that.
You didn't notice? All right.
Oh, no.
Yeah. You didn't notice me going.
No. I just noticed either, so you must have been doing it really well. I don't know. I didn't notice either.
Yeah, I try not to look at you.
Well, that's good to know.
But yeah,
I haven't had mine taken care of yet. But funny. I think it's funny. Anyway, my mother, who, like I said, is 100, and she is missing quite a few teeth because she can't get back to the dentist because she's homebound. But she said, make sure when I die, you make sure that the Undertaker takes out my gold tooth in the back.
Yeah, yeah, right. Right. I saw the same thing to my kids. Like, yeah, make sure they pull, make sure they put out the gold crown. Yeah, it's probably like I don't know. It's probably, I'm gonna guess, I don't know, maybe $2,000 worth of gold in my mouth right now.
Oh, there we go.
I hope you don't get held up for that.
I know, you know. Hopefully, they'll just take my wallet, which has at least $2,000 in it. You know. So, Nancy, we're hoping that we get to see you on November 11th. Glenn's going to take your information. But thank you so much. I appreciate the call. And now we're going to go to Royce.
What's going on, Royce? Hey, Larry. How's it going?
What's going on, man? Very We've spoken before, correct?
I don't know if we've spoken. We've been on Facebook forever.
Oh, okay. Great. Excellent. So what is going on, man? You have any questions for us?
Yeah. How do you spell kaleidoscope?
That's a good one, actually. That's a really good one.
Can you repeat the word?
Kaleidoscope.
Do you even know what it is?
No.
He doesn't even know what it is.
I'm not sure, no.
You know what it is. You just don't know what it's called.
Yeah.
You know those tubes and you look into it and you turn them and then...
Yeah, of course.
It's called the kaleidoscope.
What do they call that in Israel?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, like the kids game. They change the shape through the light, right?
Yeah.
Kaleidoscope.
Yeah.
Kaleidoscope. So
it has to be C-L-A.
You're already wrong.
Really?
Yeah. I know it starts with a K, yeah.
Oh, okay. So you won the ticket.
No. He would have lost it. But but he's going to get a ticket anyway. But I actually want to know if Dr. Deb could spell that word because I know I can't.
Look at that. They're taking away my phone. No, I think it's K A L E I D S C O P E.
I'm hoping you know if she's right, Royce.
There's a O after
I'm an
the
A.
D.
I think I'm
kaleidoscope.
Kaleidoscope, so I'm missing the O.
Oh, well, so...
So you are not coming to the money multiplier.
But you came a lot closer than I did when I looked it up. I got the K right. I was so proud of myself for knowing it wasn't C. That was about it.
So you actually went to find a word that you couldn't spell to ask an army if he could spell it. I know, just for that, we shouldn't give
absolutely.
You tickets. But
exactly. You
just,
challenge
just
the immigrants.
Just for that, really.
Yeah, exactly.
Challenge the immigrants.
Challenge the immigrant. We should do an every week thing, like challenge the immigrant.
Challenge the immigrant. I love it. Oh, this is great. Challenge the immigrant.
Challenge the immigrant.
Do you have your green card yet?
No,
then
not yet.
Then
so I can be in the show.
We can still be challenge the immigrant. I'm telling you, Glenn, you gotta reach out to Greg Stocker, man. We have that right there would be the greatest thing. We could do Challenge the Immigrant for half an hour, and the listeners would be listening forever. They got to put us on during the week.
I'm the clown.
Yes, you are. All right, get Royce's information, and we're looking forward to seeing you on November 11th at our Money Multiplier event. If anybody else wants to go, you can go to 4mmw.com. That's the number 4mmw.com, and you can sign up for class. For that event. And of course, I keep forgetting, you can also sign up for our class, Investor Schooling. Go to investorschooling.com. You can take a complimentary class this Thursday and learn about real estate, stock market, stock options, all kinds of cool stuff, right?
We had a great class this Thursday.
I heard Deb.
Very inspiring.
What was the most inspiring thing Deb talked about in her class?
So to me, it was the picture frame of the letter that she got from her daughter. Because
I haven't seen your presentation yet.
Yeah,
I know
we
recorded it. I was away because I was at Trump, talking to Trump. So
you're trying to say that Trump's me?
More
Trump,
important,
Trump you. Yeah. Yes, Trump trumped you.
So bad.
So I
see where our friendship is. I got it, Larry. Okay.
Yes.
So I have a sickness with those papers. I keep every one of the papers that my kids came bring back from school.
Well, no, go back to me and the story.
And I do the same thing. And I'm sorry,
we've been talking about Deb, right?
I understand.
Go back to me.
And
come
I was thinking
me.
About this frame that she put in her workroom. And it touched me in every way that you can always go back to this frame, read those words that your daughter wrote for you at an age of what, 6, 7?
No, she was... She was maybe 10 or 12, something like that.
Yeah, exactly. And it will keep touching you every time, every time, every time. It's, I have the same frame in my house, and every time I look at it, it gives me power. It gives me the force to go and try to do it.
So for context, I know you haven't seen the presentation. So one of the things I was, the presentation was a compilation between goals and mindset. That's what I did. Just because they're, because at the end of the year, a lot of the coaching calls and a lot of the mentoring calls I've been getting lately is people are just in the wrong mindset. And, you know, and if you're not in the right mindset, nothing else will follow. You need to be in the right mindset for everything else to kind of work. And I'm not immune to this either. I have mindset issues too, and you help me through them. So it reminds me that I need to pay more attention. So on my wall at home, in my office, the whole wall is all affirmations. I have lots and lots of affirmations there. And when I'm struggling with something, I go back to my wall and I read through my affirmations. But a couple of years ago, when I first started on my real estate journey, one of the things I talked about is, you know, what's your why, or who's your why? Not even what's your why, but who's your why? And I talked about my daughters in different ways, different times. And one of the things that my daughter gave to me for, we're Jewish, you know, but my husband's not. So we celebrate Christmas and we celebrate, you know, Hanukkah. So she starts it out with, Merry Christmas or late Happy Hanukkah, Mom. I mean, that's how she writes it. And then she writes some really sweet words about how she's so proud of me.
She's looking at you
She's looking at me as, so she gave me a little, you know, those little rocks and they have words on them. So she gave me one that said dream, you know, it was a little pink rock that said dream. And she wrote me this little note about how I've accomplished my dreams, how she's so proud of me, how she's so impressed that I've done this real estate thing and that I'm kicking butt and doing great. And she wrote this when she was like 10 or 12. So when she first gave this to me, it was just a note on my desk with the rock. And it was so emotional and just so great that I put it in a box frame, like you have the Trump thing. So I put it in a box frame and I hung it up on my wall so that I can look at it whenever I need to remind myself that I'm...
Why you are doing what you're doing.
Right, yeah. And
exactly.
And what's interesting, too, is that I don't... You know, as a parent, you know that your kids watch you, but you don't really pay that much attention to it, or at least I'm not always aware of it. So the other thing that I have is that my other daughter gave me, I had, like I said, I have affirmations all over my wall. And then when my oldest went away to college, I went to go visit, and she had affirmations all over her wall in different color sticky notes. Like, I am great, I will do this, I am having a good day, I will make my day great. Like, all kinds of things like that. And I'm like, oh my God, she gets this from me. So she was on a different slide about when I was talking about affirmations. And there was one day that I was having a really bad day, and she knew it. And my response to having a bad day is to go out and get a beer, because I really like my beer. So we went out to get a beer. When I got back, she wrote this really sweet affirmation on this green notepad, and I took a picture of it, and I also hang that up on my wall to remind myself that she also sees me in a great light and knows I'm awesome and doing great and is very proud of me. So to get that from your kids, you know, that really is powerful from a mindset perspective, to see them see you doing so well, because even if I don't think I'm doing well, they think I'm doing well. So maybe I'm doing better than I think. So it was really a powerful thing.
So stop coming to me when you're upset. Go read that stupid note, so you don't have to bother me anymore.
I know. I'll stop bothering you. You know? That's it. No more for you. That's it.
No, actually, I love helping you out whenever you're feeling down. You talk. So that's, I mean, that's what coaching is. So Debbie started out as a coaching student. She was one of my coaching students, and became an integral part of the school. And Army came as a coaching student too for real estate. And Army decided he didn't want to listen to anything I had to say until. After a while, he kept saying, you're right, you're right, you're right. Even last week when you sued your tenant to move out, and I told you that was going to be a problem, and you said, it wasn't going to be a problem. I said, it's going to be a problem. I told you that a year or 2 years ago, whatever you rented to that guy, and I told you why, and sure enough, it turned out to be a major problem. Because, you know, I'm a little experienced. So I have a quick question for everybody, too. So I put a place up for rent the other day. I put it on Facebook Marketplace. I put it overpriced on purpose, you know, just because I knew I had a little bit of time, because, you know, I still have the somebody in there.
Yeah, I saw
something.
It, and I think I shared it,
and
too.
And then I lowered the price. But I haven't gotten a lot of response, which is really weird.
I know.
Now, I'm going to lower the price again. I don't really care. I just, but what my question to both of you is, are you noticing that there are less people out there looking for real estate, looking for rentals, or looking for real estate?
So I think that September is always the bad month.
Okay.
Because people are looking to move in before the year starts.
Right. Or before September,
yeah,
because of school.
You're because right. of school. That's, that's right. something that's I see. But I can tell you that I love putting the house for rent at night and then to see how many replies I get in the morning,
right.
mainly on
Agreed.
Facebook Marketplace. Yeah. And I also have a house to rent, like you just mentioned, right now that I'm dealing with. And I'm experiencing the same thing.
Not a lot of response, right?
Not a lot of response.
Yeah, I mean, I'm even getting the weirder responses, you know, the fake. I'm even getting the scammer responses.
No, no, we talked about that. We don't answer people that say, is it still available?
Well, I answer them. I just say, call me.
Call me, exactly.
Right.
Yeah,
call me.
Exactly.
I get my phone number.
We are not starting the discussion in Facebook Messenger because we want to talk to the people. We want to get to know them.
Right.
Because there's going to be a relationship, some kind of relationship here.
But I usually get 20 of those responses. It's available. I respond to them
Something
and I get two
happened,
or three
yeah.
phone calls. But I don't think I've gotten 4 responses total.
Oh, well.
So it's been, it's not
That's
good.
Massive, yeah.
Yeah. So now it's time to lower the price. But I'm just wondering if anybody else is having the same thing. Now, to me, that's a good thing because as a real estate investor, now, understand, I obviously want to get my place rented. But as a real estate investor, that means the real estate is starting to come down again.
Yes.
And I'm going to be able to scoop up some bargains.
I'm not sure about house prices. I think the rents are coming down a bit because they were rocking. And there must be a balance here between how much you can rent a house compared to what's its value.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. And we were out of this balance for the last few years.
Yeah.
And now I think it's starting to come out.
I also think the house prices are starting to go down too.
I really hope.
So anyway,
I really hope.
So all right. So we had about a minute left. Debbie, was Omri okay today?
He's better. Yes, I was actually able to get a word in edgewise.
No, it's amazing.
Nice. Yeah. So you actually get to hear my voice for a change.
So we actually got to hear from the co-host, the brilliant Dr. Deb, who's always the smartest person in the room. And then we didn't have Omri talking over her. All right. I want to thank everybody else for listening for the first time, especially because we were on at 10 o'clock in the morning and not 2 o'clock. This is Investor Schooling Live. I am Larry Steinhaus. You heard from my co-host, Dr. Deb, and also the infamous Omri Murad. And, of course, my favorite producer at WPHC, which is Glenn Page. He's awesome. He's actually up early. That's why he's so quiet this morning, because he doesn't usually get up this early to do our show. Of course, you can take a complimentary class this Thursday at investorschooling.com. That's investorschooling.com. We look forward to seeing you next week and this Thursday. Take care.
Bye.
This program is paid for by Investor Schooling. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Investor Schooling or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey.